big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Yeah, the big beat keeps you rocking in your sleep.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Old grandpa just to make 80 years old. Oh, man, it's crazy about this rocking and roll. Big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jump and then it makes you roll. Old Grandpa Hall just make 80 years old.
Oh, big beat, baby.
Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
Baby, come with me, baby, we're gonna rock and roll. Don't score me, just score me, give me a kiss or two in the now. One, two, three, baby, I'm gonna dance with you. We were two lonely people, we came here all alone. But when this party's over, I'm gonna walk you home.
Baby,
one, two, three, just hug me all night long.
Baby, come
with me, and I'll sing you a lovely song. Don't score me, just hold me, give me a kiss or two in the night. One, two, three, baby, I'm gonna dance with you. Well, I'm gonna love you, yeah, yeah. There's no one above you, yeah, yeah. Please say you believe me, uh-huh. Say you'll never leave me, uh-uh. So two in the wheel. One, two, three, baby, I'm gonna dance with you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. And welcome to the January 13th, 2011 edition of the Big Beat Show right here on WRSU-FM, New Brunswick. My name is Lou Rollo, and we're rolling right along into this year. Right in the middle of it, I guess. Nah, not really, just right in the middle of a big snowbank. But this is the Big Beat Show, as I told you. What I've got for you tonight is kind of a special show. I'll let you figure it out for yourself. It won't take long before you figure out what I'm doing. But the opening song was something that was recorded in 1962 by a group called the Fascinations. Just a brief thing called 1, 2, 3. It actually came out on Crystal Ball Records in 1978, but it was never really intended, I don't think, for play like that. But let's see if we can figure out what I'm doing tonight. Kind of a special show. It's no big deal. It's no big secret. It was 1, 2, 3. Next up is The Five Keys on Capitol Records, October 1958. Remember, 1, 2, 3 was just sort of an introductory course. Here's The Five Keys and One Great Love. Thank you. Oh, yeah, you got it. We're playing the numbers tonight. And that set, we heard One Great Love by the Five Keys on Capitol Records from October 1958. Then we heard Two Loves Have I by the Diamonds featuring the great lead of Sonny Wright. Their second of three on Atlantic Records. That one came out in August 1953. And then Three Reasons Why by the Eldorados on VJ Records from January 1958. I didn't play Three Roses by the Singing Wanderers. Matter of fact, you know, there's a lot. Of course, obviously what I'm doing is numbers. We'll see how high I can go consecutively. Then we'll have to jump a little bit. So we had One Great Love, Two Loves Have I, Three Reasons Why, and this one by the El Palos, something I usually reserve for the end of the show on Studio Records, 1958. Sit down for this one. If you're driving, please pull over for your own safety. The El Palos and These Four Letters.
These four letters control your hopes, my wants, and our dreams.
On the shoulder and whisper, everything's gonna be all right.
If you do your part, then I'll do mine. Then these four letters can help but bring us joy and peace of mind.
Let's review what we've done so far and then go one more.
One, two, three, four,
five little kisses. That's all I need. Five little kisses. And if you please, five little kisses and one big squeeze. That's all I want from you. 5 minutes longer to hold you tight. 5 minutes.
Five minutes longer, that's all I need.
just heard Five Little Kisses by the Chanters on Deluxe Records. September 1958 is the date of issue on that. The El Palos, also 1958 on the studio label, a killer called These Four Letters. And we're just going to keep moving right along, see how far we can go here tonight. Right now I got the Turbans with Al Banks of Philadelphia Group out on the Imperial label, though. December 1961, this was their first of three that they did and came out on Imperial. Here are the Turbans and Six Questions.
Question!
Oh, darling, here are six questions I'm asking of you.
Oh, question!
Number one.
I want to know, have you been true?
To the Big Beat Show.
Keeping all the vows. of your life. Now I climb the seven steps. The angel is mine.
Let's see what we just heard. First, we heard in that set Six Questions by the Turbans on Imperial Records from December 1961. Then, on the Hour record label, that's H-O-U-R, meaning like time, 1961. The Hour label was from Texas. That group was called the Jives, and that was Seven Steps to an Angel. And just now, we heard the Precisions on Highland Records, November 1962, and that was called Eight Reasons Why. All right, we're moving right along here. I got your number, so hang in with me for another half an hour. Richard Skelly will be here with the Low Budget Blues Show, and we'll be doing a lot of stuff. Let me give you some announcements. First of all, I do want to acknowledge the sad, sad passing of Bobby Robinson, the great New York City record producer and talent scout, and just unbelievable contributions that he has given. And of course, all the shows will be featuring stuff that he put out, and I guess I always do regularly, you know, more or less regularly anyway, so just want to acknowledge that. And also, another thing that saddened me, the death of Grady Chapman, a gentleman that I met several times, and I have a promo, he did a promo, maybe I'll get that promo on a little bit later on, too, for this show. What a personality he was, man. He was quite a history of a hard-living guy, but made some great, great records with the Robins, don't you think? Yeah, I think so, too. The Robins are, like, in my top three groups, maybe, you know, 10 groups in the top three, but they're definitely in there. And How Would You Know is one of my all-time favorite records. But anyway, Grady Chapman and Bobby Robinson, not good. All right, right now, this is a group called the Renaults on the Chicory label from 1963, okay? And this is called 10 questions.
Question number one. Will you love me?
Yeah, we all know that one, I guess, on Rama Records, 1955. The Wrens with the 11 Roses. What a great recording. What a great group that was, I'll tell you that. And it was the Renaults on Chicory label, 1963. And that was called 10 Questions, or as my grandmother would say, Chicoria. That's an herb, I think she used to find out in the woods and cook it and eat it or make a salad out of it. Chicory Records! Not Hickory Chicory, but Chicory. And as I said, the Wrens with 11 Roses. Hey, I just found out that my good friend Mark Morrison and my good friend Sophie Morrison are celebrating their 26th anniversary as we speak. So I want to dedicate this entire show to them. They're great friends of mine, great friends of the music, great friends of WRSU also. So I just, I really sincerely want to wish them a very, very happy anniversary. And I'm really glad they're listening to the show, and they're regular listeners and have been like forever. So thanks very much, guys. And also, there's their daughter Sarah's 22nd birthday today. She's on an airplane right now, I understand, so she's not listening. But happy birthday to you too, Sarah. Happy birthday to you, Sarah. All right? So let's see if we can... I didn't have a number 9 record, obviously. I don't have... we did 11 Roses. I don't have 12, 13... 14, 15, but I got 16. Vita Records, January 1956. Here are the Colts.
Sweet 16. I've never been kissed. My teenage queen.
And you are listening to the Big Beat. What do you want?
Until the hour, dear, but at 12 o'clock,
right. How about that one? Let me tell you what we heard in that set. Sweet 16 by the Colts on Vita Records, January 1956. Then, of course, it was 20 Minutes by the Valentines. Man, you never get tired of that one, I'll tell you. Rama Records, June 1956. Great group, the Valentines. And just now, Kathy Ryan on King Records, 1955, with 24 hours a day. So we did 16, 20, and 24. And by the way, Kathy Ryan is backed up by the great Four Fellows on that recording. And I hope you loved it. Well, I think that's about it. I couldn't come up with any other numbers, so we get up to 24. That's not too bad. Huh? Wait a minute. Let me think about this a little bit. This is a 60-minute show.
Listen here, girls, I'm telling you now, they call me Lovin' Dan. I'll rock 'em, roll 'em all night long, I'm a 60-minute man. Now, if you don't believe I'm all I say, come up and take my hand. Well, when I let you go, you'll cry, oh yes, he's a 60-minute man. There'll be 15 minutes of kissing, then you'll holler, please don't stop. There'll be 50 minutes of pleasing, and 50 minutes of squeezing, and 50 minutes of blowing my top.
Well, if you want to rock and roll, come up and see old Dan. I'll rock and roll them all night long, I'm a 60-minute man.
Hey! to 3:33. Don't wait too long. You can't go wrong. You don't need no key. When we go to 3:33, it's the big house on the corner. The rich and the poor there. You get a chance to mix with everybody. Nobody seems to care. You get a little bit of everything. Wine, women, and song. You can stay there for 60 minutes or later all night long. Young chicks, so fine. Ain't no better place to be than rocking and rolling at 3:33. 1:33, and one chick makes you high. That's the lick. Now there's a lot of mess to see. Anytime you fall in 3:33, all shapes and sizes of women pulling on your feet.
We're in the advanced numbers right now. It was 3:33 by the Drifters, recorded for Atlantic Records, October 24th, 1954. But they didn't think it was socially appropriate to issue a record like that about intermingling and no one seems to care. Okay, but that came out in Robin Hood Records in 1976, the Drifters, and 3:33. Just ahead of that, 100 Years from Today by 15-year-old Alice Jean and the Mondellos on Rhythm Records, March 1957. That's Alice Jean Wilton is her completely full name, and she was 15 years old when she did that, backed up by another group that also had other records on the Rhythm label, the Mondellos. And it was 60 Minute Man by the Untouchables on Madison Records, November 1960. I like that version too. All right, let's see what we got here. Let's see if we can get a little bit of this. We did 3:33. Now here is 5:35 by the Dreamers on Grand, September 1955. Listen.
Bye.
I taught you something this hour, kiddies. I'm trying to get the education system, you know, up to snuff. So I'm trying to do my part. That was, as I said, 5:35 by the Dreamers on Grand, September 1955. I'm going to take it out tonight on J&S Records, 1960. The Hearts, and 1,000 years from today. May harmony be with you. Till next time, thanks for listening, and good night.
You told your friend that we were through, but time will tell if it's really true. Baby, I'll still love you. Oh, darling, I'll still love you. If it be 1,000 years from today. Oh,